We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Running a left red turn arrow, leaving the seat up, reheating your fish leftovers in the office. Our world is overflowing with savages. DPXY explores the fine line of acceptable behavior and complete and utter savagery. It's Team PXY's Savage or Sensible.
If you have an idea for Savage or Sensible, can always share it with us. You can find us online at 98PXY Rochester on Twitter and Instagram. And then, of course, up on Facebook to search 98PXY right there for you. This is one we got on Instagram. It's going to make some people uncomfortable. Got a feeling?
It's very uncomfortable.
Let me read what this gentleman wrote into us.
Okay.
Says, I've been debating this with my friends all week long, so I was hoping to get your guys' opinions. My girlfriend told me that she thinks my dad is hot, which she says is a great thing because it means I'll probably age well, too. I know she was trying to make it a compliment, but am I crazy for thinking it's a savage move to tell someone one of their parents is hot? To quote Breezy, I'm so rattled. So thus, today's Savage or Sensible, telling your significant other that their parent is hot, and it's a good sign that they'll be attractive when they're older.
I don't blame them for being rattled.
You don't think so?
It's extremely rattling.
I mean, can we dissect this? Is this a compliment? Yes or no?
It's like one of those backhanded compliments almost.
How so?
It's preying on your SO's insecurities.
Is
and
it?
Yeah, absolutely.
If anything, isn't it battling against those insecurities?
You don't even know what kind of like mommy issues, daddy issues this person has. And we talk about intent a lot here on the show.
Uh-huh.
And if your intent is pure to say, oh, you have great genes.
Yeah.
You could just say that, but instead you took it an extra step.
But you're still implying
by
that.
Talking about them in a sexualized manner. Like hot is like you're hot. Like
is that as hot sexualized?
I mean, it's
can't you
sexualized?
Can't I mean? I don't necessarily always think that. You could say someone is hot and also like not want to sleep with them. I don't think those things go hand in hand necessarily.
But it shows a level of attractiveness to that person.
So anytime...
You would never just go up to someone and be like, you're hot, but I also think you're disgusting.
So if I was like, wow, that's a hot granny, doesn't mean I want to sleep with the granny. Just means she's an attractive older lady. That's great. Good for her. Yeah, I don't know, Breeze. I don't think we're going to be seeing eye to eye on this one. Because you talk about intent, and at its intent... This is 100% a compliment. And honestly, if you're uncomfortable about this, it's more on how you're taking this than it is on the intention.
I don't really think so.
Also, what's so bad about your parents being attractive?
Why
is that a bad thing?
When it comes to your SO's parents
she didn't say, I want to sleep with your dad. And it's a good sign that you'll be attractive when you're older.
Many words.
No, she didn't. I don't think it's interchangeable.
But for the SO's family, parents, what have you, you're always going to be around them. It's not like you're not going to see that. And one little comment is going to stick with you at Christmas, Thanksgiving. What are you doing under the table with the dad?
I think that's more
weird.
On you. Some text coming through already. What do you think? Savage or sensible? Clearly Breezy. Throwing the old flag in the ground on the savage side of things. I feel that It's sensible if you're taking it for what the intention is, which is it's a compliment. And quite honestly, it's a compliment for you, too. Like, they turn it on to you. Like, oh, that's great. You're probably going to be attractive when you're older, too. Think about that for a second. Not only is it implying that you'll be attractive when you're older, it's also certainly implying that you guys will still be together. So that's got to make you feel good, right?
I guess, but... You know, genes and genetics, they tend to work out 95% of the time. But say this person's like, oh, your mom's hot. Oh, your dad's hot. You might look like them when you're older. Hopefully, that's what I'm rooting for. And then you don't. Yeah. They leave you for your mom?
Not sure that's how it would play out. I don't know what shows you've been watching recently, Breezy, but... You should probably scale back on the weird,
only the
dark,
free ones.
The weird dark rom-coms. All right, some texts coming through. This texter saying, sensible. Some older dads are super hot, but my boyfriend and I have known each other since high school, and he's always said my mom was hot, which I took as a compliment because it meant she didn't look too old, and I would look good when I was her age as well. This is all on you and how you handle it. So how does it make
this
the
isn't
other...
a you? This is not
yes,
a you
it
problem
is.
At
it's
all.
How you
because if it was a you problem, that person wouldn't even have said anything.
There's so much interpretation to this. There is. It's how
We're
you
not
interpret
like,
it.
It's not like he's sending it over text and there's a million different ways to take it. Take it for what it is. Face
no,
value.
We've
you said your mom's hot.
We've literally just covered how the different levels of how it can be subjective of even what saying what someone hot means. Does saying someone's hot mean that they're sexualized?
Yeah.
So every time you've said anyone has ever been hot, you wanted to sleep with that person?
I mean, maybe.
Okay.
If I had the chance. Oh, I'm kidding. Kidding. Yeah. Okay. Savage. This is a text coming through. Savage, because it makes me wonder how she's looking at my father and in what ways.
You know what? The interesting words that are being used there. It makes you wonder. Makes me wonder how she's
looking.
Why
put that insecurity in your SO's head? If you love that person, if you really love that person, you're not going to add to more... People have insecurities, okay? You're not going to add to more of the stress. And you don't know what this... You don't know what it was like. If you think that this person's parent is hot, there's a good chance that a lot of other people before you have thought the same exact thing and voiced that. Uh-huh. And then you find that one person that you love and that you want to be with, and then they throw that in your face?
What
Get
do you,
out
well,
of
well,
here!
Why is it, what do you mean throwing it in their face? Explain that exactly.
If they're going their whole life, middle school, high school, college, come home for
why?
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, why is it
oh,
bad?
Betsy's,
why?
Your mom, Betsy's pretty hot. Stacey's mom's got it going on.
Sure. Yeah.
Rolls eyes.
Awesome.
Bothers her in back of head.
Whoa. Why you're assuming that there's some sort of insecurity here?
But I'm just saying, if she's hurt her whole life, if you told me the same thing every single day for the rest of my life,
by the way,
it'd be pretty annoying.
By the way, it was a guy that reached out to us. It was his girlfriend who said this. So I'm
whatever. Gender roles can be reversed.
I don't know. Well, that's also a question I wanted to bring up. Does it matter? Does it make a difference that it's the guy telling us this, and that's what his girlfriend said? About his dad versus if the roles are reversed. I think there might be maybe a different interpretation on that aspect as well.
Don't put the gender spin on it.
But there is. Like, I'm sorry, but there is. There's stereotypes. They exist throughout
Corey.
There.
Okay, Corey.
What?
You're not a very handy person.
Yeah?
You don't really have a lot of depth when it comes to doing things with your hands.
Okay.
Sorry, I don't know why my voice just cracked.
That got really weird.
Yeah, that could get a little weird for a second there.
Yeah.
Thanks for pointing that out.
Sure.
I don't know
what you're saying.
I know your dad is a great guy. I don't know.
He's an attractive dude. Yeah.
I don't know if he's a handyman. I've never seen him in action.
No, he's not.
But if you were to have a handy father, and you were completely inept to all of that stuff, that would poke at your insecurities a little bit. And don't even sit here and say it wouldn't. Mm-hmm. If they're like, oh, your dad's so hot, he's so handy, he's so this, he's so that, he's everything that you're not.
Yeah. So what you're saying here though, Breezy, is that you're assuming that the guy that reached out to us isn't attractive. And that
I'm not.
Because where would that insecurity come from? If I don't know, maybe he's
Corey, everyone has insecurities. You have insecurities. I have insecurities. That's just the bottom line.
Of course, but I just you're implying that is there.
I'm not implying. I'm not implying that he's ugly. I'm not implying that he's not attractive.
Everyone who has an attractive parent is insecure by that. That's my point.
I think that every person has insecurities and they can be spun in any type of way.
But unless your parent has been pulling the robbery on you through your entire life and, dad, meet my girlfriend. Next thing you know, dad's swooping in and taking her out on dates. Okay, then I can see how there'd be some real true insecurities there. But unless that is a scenario that is happening, which I'm sure it has at some point in life with someone, but it's certainly not the norm.
I'm not saying take them out on dates. I'm saying in the sense of, oh, you made this comment. Do you think about my dad now? Why are you even saying this? Like,
all on you.
Are you only with me because you want to be around my dad? This text, savage. There's so many other ways and words to say instead of hot. Handsome, pretty.
Is that where we're hung up on?
Charming.
Hot. We're hung up on hot. If it said hat.
It's a very abrasive word.
Yeah.
It is.
Okay.
You're so hot.
A lot of texts coming through. 585-222-9800. You can chime in on this if you've got thoughts, especially if you have a hot or handsome or pretty or cute or whatever the hell you want to call it parent. Is this an insecurity?
Oh, he's so hot. He's so sexy. Like,
you can call in. You can text in. Savage or sensible. Telling your significant other that their parent is hot. And it's a good sign they'll be attractive when they're older, too. Stephanie writing on Facebook as well. Totally sensible. My father-in-law isn't hot, but he's cute and he's got great calves. I've definitely told my husband at least twice that he's got those good-looking old guy jeans. LOL.
Okay, this one. Hot is definitely a sexual word, like I stated earlier. You can say someone is extremely handsome or your mother is a beautiful lady, but I personally would not say hot, in my opinion, from this texter.
It's interesting that it's literally change one word and then you would be fine.
But it's sexualized. Like, so hot, so sexy, so... I'm not gonna keep going,
again, this is my interpretation, but just because I say someone is hot doesn't necessarily mean I want to sleep with them. Like, there is a distinction between the two things. They can be mutually exclusive.
Okay.
No. Let's see. Well,
Then why not just use a different word?
I don't know. I didn't say it. She did. What do you want me to do? I'm just trying to explain that I think it's sensible because it's the intent. And essentially, when it comes down to it, the true intention here is a compliment, not only to your significant other's parent, but also to them, hopefully, unless things don't work out, and then that'll be terrible. But what do you think about this? This was the text that I read just a little bit ago. Wanted you to chew on it a little bit. This person believes it's sensible if the significant other's parent is married, but savage if they're single. Do you think that is a distinction? I can't get on board with that because, again, that is implying that if they're single, there's the chance they're going to sleep with whoever you're dating, which I know it's probably happened, but if we're going to throw percentages on it, it's pretty low.
I don't really.
You
got to
think, right? 585-222-9800. If you've ever dated someone who also slept with your parent, you can reach out and let us know. Maybe it happened. I don't know. Maybe it happens more often than we think.
I've seen shows and
yes,
and other
TV
things.
Exactly TV. I'm talking real life where it actually real life happens.
They were reality shows, Corey.
Oh yes, because those are always real, never scripted.
I mean,
or set up.
It was like true life.
Yeah.
So
okay. All right. Amanda chiming in too. Another sensible vote saying maybe it's too early for me, but why would this be savage? I heard a compliment. Again, comes down to how you're interpreting it.
I don't know.
If you're thinking that it's savage, then maybe you're the savage. Ever think about that?
Okay. This is from Eric.
Okay.
My girlfriend said my dad was hot. Mm-hmm. I said I agree. He's a 53-year-old bodybuilder.
Okay.
Oh, Eric, are you a bodybuilder? Are you a bodybuilder? Because for your girlfriend to sit there and be like, your dad's so hot, he's so ripped, he's so chiseled, he's so this, he's so that, look at those abs. Like,
yeah.
Eric, that's not you, buddy.
Okay.
That's not you.
That's okay.
You literally have nothing your dad has to offer.
Oh my God, do you know Eric? How do you not know? Maybe Eric is ripped. You have no idea. You're just implying things.
Eric from Buffalo, hit us up. I would love to know. I just think that it's tapping into people's insecurities. Yeah. And you, out of all people, as your significant other's significant other should not be adding to that whatsoever. You can use so many different words. You can say, your mom is so sweet, so beautiful. I can see exactly where you get it from. I think if you put it back on them instead of isolating the compliment, that's when it's going to actually mean something. I'm not kidding.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at the text.
Oh, what's the text?
Oh, my God. This texter. Eric, heads up. Eric is a bodybuilder, by the way. FYI. He did just check back in. No, the text I was laughing at was, this person says, I dated an older man who had daughters who were 17 and 15. I would tell them how hot their dad was. But then again, I was sleeping with him.
That's exactly. My point is just being hammered into the ground here. I want you to realize what you're doing when you say words like hot and sexy. Like, it sexualizes it and it puts it in a different place that it doesn't need to go. You can easily just be like, your mom is so beautiful.
Yeah.
I want to shake her hand for even giving birth to you, you specimen.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. All right. Ooh, let's see. Let me do one more refresh here up at the poll at 98pxy.com. Can always vote there for Savage or Sensible. Ah, as I anticipated, it is 50-50.
Ah!
50-50, which means when a Savage or Sensible is 50-50, the next caller gets to decide. So that could be you. 585-222-9800. Do you think it's Savage or Sensible that telling your significant other that their parent is hot and it's a good sign they'll be attractive when they're older, too? Do you believe that it's Savage, like Breezy does? Really have an issue with the whole
daddy's
hot
so
aspect,
hot.
With the whole
daddy's
hot
so hot. Oh my God, your daddy's so hot.
Or do you agree with me and this texter that says, come on, grow up, it's a compliment, and then it's sensible? Also, this person thinks you're being a little oversensitive, Breeze. It's FYI.
I mean, I'm the voice of the people who have insecurities here, yeah, so I'm sorry about that.
No. You literally just went on a whole rant about how and you're right, everyone has insecurities.
Yeah, but you're obviously just shying away from that. It doesn't matter right now. Doesn't matter. Not there.
But people have different insecurities.
Anyone who's anyone has daddy issues or mommy issues, and that's just the bottom line.
Wow, really, you think? Okay, all right. It's Team PXY. Good morning. Who is this?
Good morning. This is Caesar. Breezy is kind of right, though.
Okay.
Only because my girl's a twin. Mm-hmm. Her sister mm-hmm. looks like her father. My girl looks like her mom. And, I mean, it's like from a side glance, she looks exactly like her mother.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Okay. So have you said that to her?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, kind of like walking on a fine line, but I know what my girl's gonna look like at 65.
It's a compliment, right? It is a compliment. It's
Caesar, you're on a tightrope, my friend.
Yeah,
Caesar,
we need a rule. This is very
my
important.
My girl completely understands it, but if I say like the mom is hot in front of the sister, the mom's like ill, or the sister's like ill, and I'm like, I mean, you look like her, but the sister looks more like the father. My girl looks like the mom. So, again, it's definitely like, you know, like, your parents hot. Like, yeah. I mean, there's a possibility.
Caesar, are we
Caesar,
gonna,
you
are
got some weird we, dynamics
Caesar,
going
we,
on
we
over got,
there, buddy. We got to get an answer, man. Savage or Sensible is very important. You're deciding this one. No pressure. What are you going with?
Sensible.
Yeah, baby!
All right, C's, good luck with your
Caesar,
twins.
Thanks for the call, man. Yes. I don't think he needs luck. It sounds like he's doing just fine.
Oh,
actually.
God.
Got a topic for Team PXY Savage or Sensible? Email savage at 98pxy.com and we'll put it to the Savage scale. More Team PXY next on the number one hit music station, 98pxy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.